yes was a Morris-sized hole where a bar had rusted clean away. Paws scrabbling for speed, he darted through the hole just as the rat catchers entered the room of cages. Then, safe in the darkness, he turned around and peered out. Time to check. Was Morris safe? All legs present? Tail? Yes. Good. He could see Dark Tan tugging at Ham and Pork, who seemed to have frozen on the spot, the others scuttling towards another drain on the opposite wall. They moved unsteadily. That's what happens when you let yourself go, Morris thought. They think they're educated, but in a tight corner, a rat is just a rat. Now me, I'm different. Brains functioning perfectly at all times, always on the lookout, on the case, and sniffing bottom. The caged rats were making a din. Keith and the storytelling girl were watching the rat catchers in amazement. The rat catchers weren't unamazed either. On the floor, Dark Tan gave up trying to get Ham and Pork to move. He drew his sword, looked up at the humans, hesitated, and then ran for the drain. Yes, let them sort it out. They're all human, Morris thought. They've all got big brains, they can talk, it should be no problem at all. Tell them a story, storytelling girl. Ratcatcher 1 stared at Melissa and Keith.
What are you doing here, miss? He said, his voice creaking with suspicion.
Playing mummies on daddies, said Ratcatcher 2 cheerfully.
You broke into our shed, said Ratcatcher 1. That's called breaking in, that is.
You've been stealing, yes, stealing food and blaming it on rats, snapped Melissa. And why have you got all these rats caged up in here? And what about the aglets, eh? Surprised, eh? Didn't think anyone would notice them, eh?
Aglets, said Ratcatcher 1, his brow wrinkling.
The little bits on the end of bootlaces, mumbled Keith.
Ratcatcher 1 spun around.
You bloody idiot, Bill. I said we had enough real ones. I told you someone would notice. Didn't I tell you someone would notice? Someone noticed.
Yes, don't think you've got away with anything, said Melissa.
Her eyes were gleaming.
I know you're only the humorous thugs. One big fat one, one thin one. It's obvious. So who's the big boss?
Ratcatcher 1's eyes glazed slightly, as they often did when Melissa talked at people. He waved a fat finger at her.
You know what your father's been and gone and done just now, he said.
Ha! Humorous thug talk, said Melissa triumphantly. Do go on.
He's been and gone and sent for a rat piper, said Ratcatcher 2. He costs a fortune. $300 a town, and if you don't pay up, he gets really mean.
Oh dear, thought Morris. Someone's been and gone and sent for the real one. $300. $300. $300? And we only charged 30.
It's you, isn't it? Said Ratcatcher 1, waving his finger at Keith. The stupid-looking kid. You turn up, and suddenly there's all these new rats around. There's something I don't like about you. You and your funny-looking cat. If I see that funny-looking cat again, it's going to have a mittens.
In the darkness of the drain, Morris shrank back.
Hur, hur,
said Ratcatcher 2. He'd probably studied to get a thug laugh like that, Morris thought.
And we don't have a boss, said Ratcatcher 1.
Yeah, we're our own bosses, said Ratcatcher 2.
And then the story went wrong.
And you, miss, said Ratcatcher 1, turning to Melissa, are too lippy by half.
He swung his fist, lifting her off her feet and slamming her against the rat cages. The rats went mad and the cages boiled with frantic activity as she slumped to the ground. The Ratcatcher turned to Keith.
You're going to try anything, kid? He said. You're going to try anything? She was a girl, so I was nice and kind, but you I'll put in one of the cages.
Yeah, and they ain't been fed today, said a delighted Ratcatcher too.
Go on, kid, Morris thought. Do something. But Keith just stood there, staring at the man. Ratcatcher 1 looked him up and down scornfully.
What's that you got there, boy? A pipe? Give it here.
The pipe was grabbed from Keith's belt, and he was pushed to the floor.
A penny whistle? Think you're the rat piper, do you?
Ratcatcher 1 snapped the pipe in two and tossed the bits inside.
You know, they say that over in Pork Scratchence, the rat piper let all the kids out of the town. Now there was a man with a right idea.
Keith looked up. His eyes narrowed. He got to his feet. Here it comes, thought Morris. He's going to leap forward with superhuman strength because he's so angry.